Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. We are live here. I'm Brother Ibrahim. We have a very interesting show for you tonight. We're talking about how to see auras and love. Before we get into the show, I'd like to play for you play a little selection from for you, not from my album, but this is an anthem that we have, Freedom. And freedom is something that we need to be dealing with. I'm going to play this song and introduce myself to you today here, if it ever starts. It's scrolling, but it's not doing anything. So, looks like we have a problem with the board. Okay, well, I'm going to hold up on that then. If I can hold up, I won't even... I don't know what's going on with the board. Okay.
It might be better if I take you off speaker, which I've done. If you can hear me better now, then
yeah,
that's why.
I can hear you better now.
I put my hand up because I wasn't sure that the program was. I wasn't sure that I was in. But while I was listening to the music, I heard a familiar voice in there.
In the background, huh?
I recognized that it was you, but I wasn't sure at first that I was in the right place.
Yeah, you're in the right place. That's just an anthem that I wrote and produced, and
yes, sir.
I want to play that to open up the show from now on. Okay, it's called The Age of Freedom.
Sir.
Has come.
Okay.
So, you know, so today we're going to start off with love, as usual, because I like to talk about love, because that's something we really need to know more about, we need to get more into, you know, and we don't actually deal with love in the right sense, because the Europeans haven't actually taught us how to love each other. They taught us how to be obsessed with each other, how to get gratification from each other, but not actually how to literally break down and love each other, you know? And it's a mental and a physical act when you deal with love. It's not just physical, it's mental as well. Love is an act to make others feel good. Now, what we don't realize, a lot of us don't realize, is that because of who we are, thoughts produce reality. So when you realize that you are a God and the universe works for you, I'm starting out there very quickly, your thoughts produce things. So if you're constantly thinking the wrong thoughts in a relationship, it hurts the relationship. If you're constantly thinking the wrong thoughts when you're with your friends and family, it hurts your friends and family. You might not feel as though that they can hear what you're saying, but there's a psychic element to everybody, and they can feel your energy. They can feel what you're thinking. That's something to think about. A lot of us might say, oh, my goodness, he was just there. What's on my mind? I'm going to be in big trouble.
How about that? Yes, sir.
Because we have things on my mind that we really don't want nobody to know about, you know, because we have become a very private species, and we're not used to being mentally open and free because we carry secrets, you know, that would be looked down upon by some of us, not all of us, but some of us, you know. Some of us got dark secrets, and we got... See, that's that program. It's bad. That's the program. It just comes out automatically. That black is bad, white is good. So I have to constantly monitor myself and my thoughts based on what's going on around the thinker. So that's another aspect to love that I wanted to just speak on briefly for a minute. Now, next Sunday, we're going to get into the full show about love. It's going to be all about love, the whole show. So those of you are calling in, tune in, and we might just be able to share something with you about why you're not getting along with your siblings or your spouse or your friends and what seems to be the problem. You know what I mean? So that's where we are right now. Now, the topic for today, it's a big one, because we don't know that we have this perception coming from our third eye. We don't know that we can literally see the lights and colors that are around people, you know? By seeing the lights and the colors around people, you can also determine whether they're sick, what's going on within the body, because there'll be dark spots without light, you know? And those spots indicate that there's a lack of energy there, because the body, when you're looking at the inner workings of the body, it's all light. There's no absence of light, you know? And that's what we go by when we're trying to diagnose what a person has, if there's something wrong with a person, things like that, you know? Now, let's get into the nitty gritty where the rubber meets the road. How am I going to see this light? Well, if you're, depends on where you are right now, okay? And so I'm not going to have to mute your phone because I see you chewing all over here. So let's get into how to see these auras. Now, if you're in a room or someplace where there's a person or a body around, and I'm saying body, if a person was a person around, because that body could mean a body that's not alive. We're not talking about those kind of bodies. But if you're in a room where there's a body or a person, actually it doesn't matter because the light emanates from everything in the universe. Everything in the universe gives off light, gives off an aura, you know. But the human body gives off colors. The regular inanimate objects around you don't. They give off, it's like a clear light. Yeah, that's what they give off, okay? Now, we're going to, for the next hour or so, we're going to take control of your television. We're going to take control. No, I'm going the wrong place here. For the next hour or so, I'm just going into a Twilight Zone thing here. But what we're going to do, we're going to walk you through how to see auras, step by step, okay? Now, normally, we start, I start people off in a meditative state because that's the best way to do it. So if you're sitting around someplace, if you're sitting someplace where you're comfortable, just shut your eyes for a few minutes. And what I would like for you to do is to just, you know, shake your body a little bit, just relax a little bit. You don't have to go into a full meditative state where everything is totally relaxed. But just relax a little bit and sort of like look up a little bit. You know, this will cause your eyes to defocus. Most of the times we can't see auras because the focus, we're focusing our eyes on a particular thing or point, and you can't actually see the light that's surrounding whatever you're looking at. Now, if you have, excuse me for a second, it's been a long day. I almost dozed off twice just setting the show up here. It's been a long day. So to get a little bit incoherent, you have to excuse me here. So just look up a little bit, and this will defocus your eyes. Now what I'd like for you to do is to open your eyes, right, and look at anything in a room that, if you're in a room, anything in a room or if you're someplace where you can just look at something that's still. Look at that and defocus your eyes, okay? Now, when you're in the military, they put a light up on a podium and they tell you to look at the light and it seems like the light's moving because you're, because of the way your eyes are unfocusing. You know, you're not focused on the light, so the light looks like it's beginning to move around. But here, we want that quality. We want you to defocus your eyes while you're looking at the object. And if you defocus, it should only take a couple of minutes for your eyes to defocus. You'll begin to see a little bit of light surrounding the object. Okay? Now, if you do the same thing while the television is on, you can see the aura. You can literally see the aura around the people. The aura comes through right through the TV. You can see the camera picks it up, but you don't never see it because you're constantly focused on what the camera's trying to get you to see, but not everything that the camera's picking up. You'd be amazed at what that camera picks up if you're looking the right way by defocusing your eyes. Excuse me. Boy, this is unbelievable. I might have to disappoint a few people. I might have to be able to do a show today. It's a shame. It's been a long day. So anyway, just defocus your eyes and look around the, look at the object. Now, don't focus on the object. Just let your eyes look at the object, but not focus on the object. You defocus in your eyes so that you can see the light around the particular object, okay? So, after you do that for a minute, a small, if it's an inanimate object that you're looking at, you'll get a very, very light that you'll see emanating from the object. Now, inanimate objects don't produce colors when you look at them, but people do. So if you don't have a person in the room to look at, you won't be able to see the color. But if this is your first time defocusing, trying to look at the aura, you won't probably see colors right away. It takes a little while, a lot of practice before you're able to literally see the colors. But the process, the defocusing process of your eyes, this is what gets you into practicing how to see auras, okay? So now those of you that just calling in, there's a couple people that just called in here, so you probably missed the first part. But what I've asked everybody to do that was already on the line was to sort of relax, sit down, or wherever you had to sit down and relax for a few minutes, and then close your eyes and look up just for about a minute or so. And when you do that, that will defocus your eyes. And then when you open your eyes, you can look at an object in the room, or if you got a person in the room, that's even better. You're looking at an object or person, and defocus your eyes. Keep your eyes defocused like they were when you had them closed. So when your eyes are closed, you're not actually focusing on anything. And this is what we want you to do. We want you to look at the object without focusing on the object. Just let your eyes destabilize. Just let your eyes unfocus. And you'll begin to see a little light around the object. Now, here's some things that you can practice. If you're ever going someplace where they're having a speech, and the person is giving a speech, defocus your eyes on that person that's giving the speech. And before you actually start to see colors, that particular light body that the person has will separate totally from the person. It's amazing. There will be two entities there. One will be the person, and then you'll have the light body there of the person standing next to the person. It's amazing when that happens, and you'll be able to see that, you know. But in the meantime, just focus on the, on the inanimate object or whatever's in the room, and you'll be able to literally begin to see the light from the room. Now, Max, since your mic is open, if you begin to see the light, just let me know, okay? It's a very interesting process. I mean, it's something that I think that we all need to learn how to do, because you can look at your loved ones, look at your friends and your family, and you can tell just how sick they are. You can tell what's going on by parts of the body that don't give off the light. It's a good technique to see literally what's going on with a person around you and the people around you. Okay, so that's the basis of how you begin to practice defocusing your eyes so you can literally see the auras. Now, excuse me. I have to apologize. Long day. I'm sorry. I don't know why I picked a subject that's this complicated, but it's okay. Now you have the your third eye, which is called the pineal gland, right? Yeah, the pineal gland, but there's a pineal gland. That's your third eye, and sometimes it with the diet and the way we eat, it begins to calcify, you know. So by practicing this actually will help decalcify that pineal gland. See what I'm saying? So this is why the meditation is so important. This is why so many gurus and religious people practice meditation. Sometimes they sit for hours on hours, whole days, in fact, just meditating, trying to decalcify the pineal gland so that they can literally see and do things that normal people can't do and see, not because they don't have the ability to see it. It's because they just nobody has told them that they could. And they don't teach this type of information in school because, you know, they don't want you standing in front of a mirror and being able to tell what's wrong with you. So you can go ahead and fix it yourself. They want you to go in there where the doctors can make that money. This course is all about that money, you know. So certain things they don't actually want you to know. When you can tell your friends what's going on, if something's wrong with your heart or the kidneys or liver, like it did, then you begin to know, you know. And you can actually know this by literally defocusing and looking at the inanimate objects in the room. It takes a few minutes, okay? It takes a few minutes for that to come out. But this is the process. Now, to better do this process, it's a good idea sometimes to go into full meditative mode and look up when you begin to see the colors. There's lights, orange, yellow, and blue. The orange light means that you're not actually into total meditative focus. Once you really get into a total meditative focus, then you will only have the yellow light and the blue light. The blue light is your protective light, and the yellow light is the light that you use to do the work with. You want to send this light out to get things done for you. You know, we used to work on the physical, but not on the spiritual level, because we have that kind of energy that we can draw. We can send this light out, and this light will actually work on things that you want done out in the physical realm, and it will get it done for you. And the blue light, if you feel as though one of your children or your loved one, somebody that you know is in trouble, you can use the blue light to put around them, and this will protect them and keep them from harm. It's amazing the kind of power and talent that you have that they don't teach you about, that you don't know about. And it's just, we're something special. That's it like that. And the more you know how special you are, the more you realize how unlimited that you really are in the things that you can accomplish and the things that you can do. This is amazing. I'm going to have to apologize to the caller that's on the line right now. Because once again, I'd like to thank you all for calling in and learning more about auras and things of that nature. Because this is a very tricky subject. A lot of people are interested in auras, but they don't know the value of what it is that auras can do when you see and look at your auras. It's a very valuable thing. Now, what I'm going to do today, I'm only going to be on the air half an hour. I really have to apologize. I can barely deal with it. It's been a long day, you know, and I'm not going to do this again in reference to spending so much time in the morning, at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm trying to change my shift to work from 12 to 9, but I've been getting up 4 o'clock for so long that I just automatically wake up at 4 o'clock. So I'm trying to change that particular pattern, but like I said, it's not easy. So because I normally only sleep about 5 hours, so it's, from 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, that's like 7 hours. So sometimes I wake up at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and I can't go back to sleep because after 5 hours, I'm up. And I'm trying to stay awake until maybe 12 or 11 o'clock. Don't see anyone too. I can't seem to stay awake that long. Right now I'm having trouble just hanging on to the time that we're on the air. But let me see. Well, Brother Mac, you already got your hand. Do you have any questions about auras or anything that you might want to know before I actually shut down?
Well, yes. Brother Elohim, I was trying to follow you. When you were telling us to close our eyes and focus, and then to open our eyes, right? Well, I found it a little bit puzzling I closed my eyes, and I don't know. I guess maybe I don't understand the term defocus and exactly what you meant. But I looked up with my eyes closed, and then I opened my eyes and I looked at an inanimate object across the room. Now, that's I didn't see anything unusual, and I'm wondering if I understand what you mean by defocus. Does that mean to look at it from the side, or to pay no attention, or to look at it head on? If you can expand on that, I would appreciate it.
Well, see, when you look at it, you don't actually look at it. Your eye, see, if you, when you defocus your eyes, you literally see everything in front of you, everything that's on the left front of you, but you really see almost the whole room when you defocus your eyes, because you're not actually focusing on the lamp. Your eyes are like watching everything. Right now, if you're in the room, right, just let your eyes be. And if you just, well, you look at the, point your eyes towards the inanimate object, but you don't look at the object. You just let your eyes, you can literally see both sides. You can almost see the whole room. Can you literally see the everything that's surrounding the lamp, the whole room? But don't focus on anything.
Well, yeah, I see to the left and the right and straight ahead, and I see up and down all the different. Yeah.
Right, but don't focus on anything. And you will begin to see a small light will appear around the object that you're looking at, but where the center of your vision is, right? You can see the whole room, but where the center of your vision is, a small light will begin to appear around the object. It's very faint. Very faint, and you can see it. Still can't see it, huh?
Well, I'm going to need to practice. With your giving me your special attention, I think I have a better idea of what I'm looking for, and I will practice until I'm able to see it.
Here's something.
Very well.
Take your two fingers, put your two index fingers together, right? And just defocus your eyes again, and you will see what looks like a little hot dog in the middle. Can you
Does that involve like looking inside, or crossing one's eyes?
No. You put your fingers together. You don't look at anything.
Mm-hmm.
You just let your eyes go, and you can still see the whole room, although you're not looking at anything. But you can see the whole room with
right.
your fingers touching together. It looks like a little hot dog in the middle.
Hmm.
Still not working for you. All right, well, you
I think out of habit, my eyes want to focus on something.
You can't focus on anything.
That's what I'm going to have to practice, not focusing, because I just automatically want to focus on something. I'm going to need to practice defocusing or not focusing. It looks like I'm going to have to overcome some old habits.
I said, well, you've been around for a minute, so the habits are old.
I've been around for a minute. It's true, but I am willing and anxious to expand and to learn something new, and I'm particularly interested in learning how to use that third eye that I hear so much about.
Right. Well, this will help you begin to decalcify it, because the energy that you're using when you're not focused like that, it actually you're pushing energy through that third eye. And maybe yours is totally calcified, I don't know. But it's never really totally calcified unless you're dead, you know. So I know it's not totally calcified. Mm-hmm. So you can get energy through that. But when you defocus your eyes, right, you can literally see, you don't move your eyeballs. You literally can see the whole room without moving your eyeballs, right? Can you see that?
Yes. I can see everything in front of me and on both sides, above and below, all the way back to my shoulders.
Right, but you're not focused on anything. See, this is how when I took the photo reading course, you read the whole page at one time. You know, cover corners. Uh-huh. You have to watch all corners of the page. It's how you read the whole page, because your mind can see the whole page. And getting back to the point, once you do that, all you have to do is just allow your eyes to stay in that position for a minute, and you will begin to see. But you center your eyeballs on that particular object. But you don't look at the object. You just see everything. Let your eyes go. Let your eyes see everything, and that little light will begin to come around the inanimate object. And you might have to practice a little bit. But that's the technique. That's the methodology that you use to go, to get into that, so you can begin to see auras and begin to see. The light that's around things, because everything has gives off a light. Now somebody used to tell me, well, that's a reflection. So what I used to do was go in a closet, shut the door where there's absolutely no light, and I can still see the light coming from my body. So it's not a reflection, because if there's no light, there's nothing for the light to reflect off. So it actually is emanating from your body. It actually comes from you, you know. And so that's basically how to. This is amazing. I'm not going to be this tired next Sunday. I'm telling you. if you like to, for the callers that's on the line now, I apologize. It's just amazing how exhausted I am. I hope that you got enough out of the lesson to be able to practice so that you can see the auras. Brother Mac, if you want to announce about your show, now would be a good time to do it. It's commercial time anyway, but go ahead, Brother Mac.
All right, Brother Liam, thank you. My show, Legacy of a Nation, is every Saturday evening from 6 p.m. until 7. And my mission is to increase the awareness of the Aboriginal community. And the Aboriginal community of which I refer is us, we who are descended from slaves. We black and brown people who are descended from slaves are Aborigines. We were here in the Americas before the arrival of the Europeans in the Caribbean in 1492, 500 years ago. We were already here. Yeah. Their books tell us so, and we have isolated 21 references that we read out to you, and you can do your own research. But our aim is to increase the awareness of the Aboriginal community, and in so doing, we for 1 hour each week over the course of the month, we cover four main topics. Those four main topics are, number one, health; number two, history; number three is politics; and number four is economics, as we feel that a nation needs to know how to gain and maintain the health of its citizens and residents. A nation needs to know the history of itself and its people, where they came from, and where they are, and maybe even where they are going. A nation needs to know the political system under which it operates, needs to know who makes the laws, who has to follow them, and why. And a nation needs to know economics. It needs to know how to feed, house, and clothe its citizens. And so in realizing and acknowledging that we are a nation, we are a nation of people 50 million strong, and I should say more than 50 million strong, at the same time that we are more than 50 million strong, the nation that we are submerged inside of would like for us to believe that we are only 20 to 30 million strong, and that we are a minority. And so Legacy of a Nation points out that we are not a minority. We are Aborigines. We are natives. We are indigenous. We were always here. We were always here, even though some of our ancestors were brought by way of the Atlantic slave trade to the Americas. But we cannot discount the fact that we were already here. And
remember something to reach out, Matt, on Saturday.
Brother, thank you. Somebody needs to stop me, because when I get going, I'm the first to admit I'm in my element, and it's hard to get me stopped. But thank you. I would like to give the telephone number for anyone who would like to call into my program, and that is 319-527-6199, toll free number, and Legacy of a Nation, and 319-527-6199, Legacy of a Nation. Thank you so much, Brother Elohim, for the opportunity to spread the word. Thank you.
This is Elohim speaks. Not speaking right now, but this is Elohim speaking. And we're gonna time off just a little bit early. However, I will be here tomorrow from 8 to 9 with the Tyrannical Church of Christ and Laws show. So we have a church service starting on Sunday, be on Monday evening from 8 to 9. So if you're in any shadow of what I'm saying, or I know what I'm saying, the call in number tomorrow is 516. I had to look at the number 453-9230, and the call in number for the show. So give us a shout out. I want to thank you, those that are on the line. I want to thank you so much. I appreciate it, Brother Matt. I appreciate you always. And we're going to sign off, and at least I made it. I made it for the show. And we'll see you tomorrow evening at, tomorrow night from 8 to 9. So much love. And Matt, enjoy the rest of your evening, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Elohim. I will be practicing seeing the light. And thank you so much for being there for it.
Thank you so much for the shout-out. I appreciate you, brother. Much love.
Much love. I run out.